In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We yet pray that good God would open His Word to fill our hearts and minds with that necessary food that we need for our souls. And if God wills, we will read from the book of Acts, from the second chapter, verses 1 through 8, in Jesus' name. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. They were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, "Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born?" Amen. This portion of God's Word is another one of those portions that we have to marvel at God's power and strength. And but yet again, this is what was promised by our good shepherd, our Lord and Savior Jesus. He promised that this Spirit, this Comforter, would come. And where were these, the disciples and the people, the children of God, when this took place? They were in a house. They were all together. They were united as one. And that is how we have been here this weekend. We have been gathered together all weekend. And we gather together, united as one. We come from many different areas. I look out here and I can see people from many different congregations. And through the weekend, there has been those that have come. And this, they have come here for one purpose. And that is to hear their sins forgiven. Hear the gospel. And so we are the disciples of today. We do the work of God. We are the workers. And we do His work. No matter what our gift is, we all have gifts. Every one of us has gifts. And God gives according to the need. But what is important is that we lay our gift on the exchange table and we serve God. And when we serve God, we serve God's children. This is how we serve God. When we serve the kingdom of God, we are serving God. And this is what God has instructed us to do. And so we want to be obedient, even though we oftentimes don't feel like I am the one to do it. there would be much better for me. I often have to battle against that I am not a public speaker. I never have been. I literally took an F in my speech class in school because I didn't dare to go in front of people and speak. But yet, congregation, God's kingdom called, and I couldn't be disobedient in good conscience. And so I had to, even in that, trust in God, that if I opened my mouth, God would fill it. And so it is with many of the duties of God's kingdom. We don't feel that we are the one, but neither did these disciples. They didn't feel like they would be the ones. Matter of fact, they were, I think it says, you know, after Jesus was nailed to the cross, they were in hiding. And they weren't out in public until this time when the Holy Spirit came down upon them. Then they went and spoke out to the people. And there was people from all over the world, it says, for every nation under heaven. And so people came from, if we would have read further, we would have read where they all came from. But at that time, it says here that every nation under heaven, there was people. And the disciples, they began to speak. And they spoke what the Holy Spirit taught them. And they spoke in such a way that this is another one of God's great miracles, that when they spoke, every man heard the words in their own tongue. God is one God, and he is no respecter of persons or nations or people, but He loves all mankind. When I was asked to go to Africa, I went there and I didn't really know what to expect. I kind of only had that kind of experience that I had in Ecuador, but Africa is different. Different country, but again, they are people just like us. Different language, different culture. But there, the believers have the same spirit. They heard the same voice. And that voice was the voice of the Holy Spirit. And the experiences that I had there were again God's. It was God's work being done, and it was marvelous. And so when you have those kind of experiences, you read these kind of experiences in the Bible that Apostle Paul had, and Peter and John and the other disciples, Philip and so on and so forth. It's amazing how God works. And it's God's work. It seemed like each place we went to there was this kind of time of awakening that they're experiencing over there. And I just want to assure you and thank you, dear brothers and sisters there, with much thanks to we who have been blessed with much. They have appreciated your generosity, your giving, and I can promise you that they put every dime to good use. And I was able to witness many of the structures that they've built, and they're so happy that they have a place to gather and hear God's word and comfort one another and talk about the way and the journey and sing the songs and hymns of Zion. And it's so beautiful. But the time of awakening is still seemingly very strong over there. I heard stories of brothers going over there, and I thought, well, you know, yeah, you hear these things, but well, can't really understand what it's like. But I'll try to give you a little glimpse of one incident, one place we went to. There was one lady who was a believer, and she asked if we could come there. And there was it's a village, but I don't think the whole village was there by any means. But we get there, and there was middle of the day, middle of the week. We gathered around under a tree, as we often did. And there was probably about 50 people there, 60 people, children, mothers, men. And the brother, they asked them that, why are you here? What's your message? And I have to say that I kind of feared that kind of a question. How would I ever answer? Nothing like being put on the spot. It was what I was thinking in my mind. But and then that's exactly what happened. And I didn't have to even worry about it. God opened the mouths and spoke why we were there. And one of the elders said that we like your message. And I could see some of the men who were in their middle age, that it just seemed like they were almost in a trance, or they could see their heads going like this in agreement, you know, with each brother that opened their mouths and spoke. And one of the elder men said that we like your message, but we've had other groups come through, and they always want something. What do you want? We said, we don't want anything. We only have a message of forgiveness and hope of eternal life in heaven. And one woman cried out, we all want that. And then one brother spoke and said that faith is individual. It's each person believes for themselves. And it was just amazing how the Spirit opened. God opened His Word. And one by one, they began to raise their hand and ask that, can I believe? Can I own this? Can I have that which you have? It was such a time of... It was so beautiful to see and feel the joy and the happiness and the love that they all had. And so we visited about life and believing and the difficulties that they could experience and will experience. And when we left, they only had this request that don't forget us and please put us on your rotation. And the brothers promised that they would. And so the work is so much. It's so great. We don't want to forget those dear children, those dear brothers and sisters in faith. They are so happy. And the established congregations or we say established, but it's small groups, and they are, I guess we could say, they're established, and they gather, and they gather for the same purpose that we do, because they want to be fed and they want to get to heaven. And so no matter what the living conditions are, the same desire And God promises that He will take care of us, both temporally and spiritually. But I just wanted to also relay those greetings that they told me that wherever I go, that they wanted those greetings related. And I was there back in end of January, February, so it was quite a while ago, but perhaps I haven't spoken to most of you about that. So, but this time of Pentecost, it was that kind of time where the Holy Spirit came upon them. And this could cause even us to question, well, what do you mean? Didn't the other former believers have the Holy Spirit? Yes, they did. The Old Testament travelers had also the Holy Spirit. But this was, if we remember all of the things that Jesus told His disciples, and they couldn't understand them, and they didn't know what He was talking about, and where is the way, and where are you going, and they had all these kind of questions. But when the Holy Spirit came upon them there, they didn't have those questions anymore. They spoke, and all that was revealed to them. And it's revealed even to us. And so we want to speak about that way. And there is, as we have heard, even through these services, there is only that one way. And this way is only known and seen by God's children in God's kingdom. The other people who were hearing these disciples speak, they were confounded. They were confused. They didn't understand what in the world that these guys were doing, what kind of message they were speaking. And one of them even said that these men are full of new wine. And Peter stood up and lifted up his voice, and he said unto them, "Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day." It was only like 9 o'clock in the morning. That isn't even a time for drunkards. As we heard earlier, that is typically for the people of the night, of darkness. At night, the drunkards usually come out. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy." And so, this is that time that Joel prophesied. It was happening. All prophecies, the scriptures, will be fulfilled in this time on earth. And so, I thought, I don't have much understanding about this time. I haven't studied it, but it's interesting to read of it, especially at this time of year when we want to commemorate it and remember it, and of course we remember it all through the year, and we have heard much about it even this weekend of the Holy Spirit, and it is the Spirit, Holy Spirit, that leads us and guides us and teaches us in all things. And so may it be so always that we trust in this Holy Spirit that lives and dwells here in God's kingdom. As we close these services, this is my last turn to serve also. And I agree with the brother that spoke, Roger. Oh, I have received so much more than I have given. It was a joy to come in your midst and be with you. You have shown the love of Christ towards me and my family. You have shown to me, to us, that you truly are our brothers and sisters. And you have that kind of love for us that we have for one another. And may it always be so in God's kingdom that we remain as one united kingdom, one body in Christ Jesus is that head of the body. And we are the members. Each one of us are members of that body. The good shepherd hears his sheep. And so when we have need and we cry out to Jesus, he promises to hear us. He left the 99 to find that one lost sheep. Isn't that a good comfort to know that Jesus will not forsake me or leave me, no matter what comes my way? And we know that difficulties come. And yet the Lord Jesus promises to be with us unto the end. And so I want to warmly thank you, dear brothers and sisters. But above all, I want to thank God for everything. For He has made this all possible. You have been obedient and you have served. And there has been many servants here this weekend. I have noticed from young kids to older adults, all wanting to serve in their own way. And that is a beautiful matter when we serve together. We serve God and serve one another. And I will bring those greetings of love and God's peace from you back to my home congregation. Because those greetings are important, and we are warmed by those greetings to know that yes, they believe the same way as we believe, that God's kingdom is in His Word, in His Spirit, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so I leave you, dear brothers and sisters, in God's peace and love. In Jesus' name, amen. But before I end, I again want to comfort each one of you with the gospel. Lift up your hearts and believe, all your sins, all your doubts and fears forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. And can I also believe my sin? In Jesus' name, amen.